Hello, family. Let's go in today talking about a love that covers us, a love that covers you. We have a great discussion today in our 5 Minutes to Live by podcast. I'm live here on Facebook and YouTube, but you can also check out our podcast on all your major podcast platforms. So good morning today. God bless you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So this week, we're talking to our men. Last week, we had a great discussion for our ladies. It says, in speaking to the role of the woman, to be powerful, to be prayerful, to be patient, and that makes her priceless. So we spoke to the priceless nature of a woman. The Bible says that with God, her inner being is of great price, not so much her beauty, and she is beautiful, but who she is on the inside is what makes her valuable, because she can win her man even without the word, just her influence, her inner beauty. The Bible says that her price is far above rubies. She is priceless. Well, the man is the strong man, and we've been talking about how he protects his family, being that strong man. He keeps the enemy from spoiling his goods by being the strong man. And the way he is strong is through love. It's not so much our masculinity or our physical strength. And yes, it's, need to be masculine. God made us men and not women. And so that's important. But the way we demonstrate that masculinity, the way we demonstrate that strength, the way we protect our wives and we protect our children is through love, the power of love. God says that in Genesis that he saw that Leah was hated. Now, I didn't pick that up initially when I studied the story of Jacob and Rachel and Leah and how Jacob was tricked into marrying Leah. But he worked 14 years in order to really get the girl that he loved, but he hated. The Bible says Leah was hated. And it's our responsibilities, men, to make sure that our families don't feel hated. When a woman don't feel protected through love, she enters into survival mode. And we don't want our women without their husbands or our children without their dads unloved. But we must love them. And the first love we gave you on yesterday was a sacrificial love. Husbands, love your wives as Christ has loved the church and gave himself for it. Well, the second love is a covering love. He says that he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. This second thing that love does is it covers us. It covers us. Now, this is important because not only must we be willing to sacrifice and offer a sacrificial love, which is agape. Agape also is a covering love. 1 Peter 4:8, I'm reading the New Living Translation, says, most of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sin. The truth of the matter is that we all fail. Not only do we fail God, we fail each other. If I have to be perfect in order to be in relationship with you, that relationship is not going to last very long because I can't be perfect. I am not perfect. I strive for perfection. I try to be a better person today than I was yesterday, a better person this year than I was last year, a better husband this decade than I was the last decade. But at the end of the day, I'm still going to come up short. I'm still going to fail you at just the way I fail God. But when God sees me, he doesn't see my failures. Boy, preach right there. He sees the blood of Jesus covering me. The Bible says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. Jesus died. And so when God now looks at us and we've accepted Christ, all God sees is the blood of the Lamb. And we need that. Why? Because we fail constantly. If any man says he without sin, he is a liar. But if he confesses sins to God, he is able to forgive him, and he forgives us because we've been covered. What did you screw up on? It's covered. What did you mess up on? It's covered. We are covered by the blood of the Lamb. If you're watching with me live, just put that in the chat. I'm covered. I screwed up, but I'm covered, because love covers how much sin? A multitude of sin. Now, there are three forms of love. There is eros love, the love of a man. And when we first, a love of a man to a woman, love of a woman to a man, it's an attraction love, a sexual love, a sensual love. That love covers us, but it's a short love. It's got a short fuse. I love you because you love me. You love me because I love you. But when you fail me, sometimes that love will fail. When I fail you, sometimes that love will fail. And so we end up with divorce and separation, because although the love initially covered you, that love is very short. That love is very short. And then there is the friendship love. It's a great love. We can have best friends since high school, but that love will come up short when your friends betray you. And so all of a sudden, best friends who've been best friends for 20 years, all of a sudden estranged and not talking, not even communicating. Why? Because I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you broke my confidence. I can't believe that you walked away from me. And so that love, hallelujah, comes up short. It comes up short, y'all. It comes up short. It's a mini me love. But then there is a love that never fails. It's called agape. When God says, husbands, love your wives, he just assumed that you had eros. He assumed that you had friendship, but he knew that you needed more than that. And what you needed was agape, a love that covers. And so when I screw up, Lord, you cover me. When I mess up, Lord, you cover me. When I show my tail, Lord, the blood of the Lamb covers me. And so God is saying, you need to have that same love. That love is not natural. It is spiritual. That love is supernatural. Hallelujah. That love comes from God. It's not carnal. Sometimes the mother loves come up short. But when I have agape love, I will love through thick and thin. I will love and cover your mess. And when I show my tail, my love, God's love will cover me. And so we've got to have that love. My time is up, but I needed y'all to get that in your spirit today. A love that covers, a love that covers, a love that covers. And remember this: don't just live life, live a victorious life, and have an amazing day. Don't forget to check out our podcast where this is uploaded on all your major podcast platforms. 5 Minutes to Live By with Pastor Will. God bless you and have a blessed day.